stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Pat.
Allen?
Here.
Bissner? Elwinger?
Here.
Kozlowski? Needhammer?
Here.
Newton?
Here.
Place?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
St. Dennis?
Here.
Jason Bissner did indicate that he was going to be absent for this meeting. Need a motion to excuse him?
Who do you excuse? Although, excuse Jason's absence.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to excuse Jason Bissner's absence. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. On consent agenda, the approval of minutes from April 15th. Planning Commission meeting.
I make a motion to approve.
I've got a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Move on forward, hearing of citizens present on non-agenda items. Could you please come up to the lectern if you have a...
Bruce Travers, citizen town here, and just wanted to discuss possibilities of a red light at the corner of a library.
Okay.
Not the library, excuse me, the post office and the hotel.
Post office and...
Witness to a lady getting run down there not too long ago.
I understand. If you could, if you were to contact Mike, if you contact Mike Kane at the city, he should be able to help you walk you through that, what goes on with that. All right, let's move on. Reports, officers, boards, and standing committees. Scott?
None.
Unfinished business? None. Move on to 7A, development plan review for Boyne City Surgery Center. Now, how this is going to work is that we're going to have the people present with all they have. I will open it to the public. If you have a question for them, you need to address it to the board. And please, you need to stand up and come up to the lectern. If you have a question that comes after, don't wait to get up. Please get up and queue behind the next person. That way we can keep this meeting rolling along. All right. And also, keep all questions to zoning purposes only. If it's off that, there's nothing we can really answer to that. All right. Scott?
Thank you, Chairman. An application for a development plan review for Boyne City Surgery Center located at 825 Monal Drive on lot 16 of Air Industrial Park Phase 2. The parcel is approximately 4.16 acres and is located on the corner of M75 and Monal Drive. The property is located in the planned industrial district, and the application is to develop a 7,500 square foot surgical clinic facility. The proposed use is a principal permitted use in the PID district as provided under Section 1320J of the Boyne City Zoning Ordinance. The proposed use is a principal allowed use in the PID district, and the proposed site plan is in compliance with all ordinance requirements of Section 2020 in regards to the building placement, size, height, lot coverage. Section 1414 and 2230 of the zoning ordinance establishes the design standards for the buildings located in the district, and the proposed complies with applicable design criteria, and the building is similar in character to existing buildings in the industrial park. The design, layout, and location of the proposed driveway meets ordinance criteria, and a landscaping buffer is located around the perimeter of the site, and interior landscape islands in accordance with ordinance criteria have been provided. Site lighting plan and fixture specifications have also been provided and are in accordance with the ordinance standards. The required parking spaces for the proposed use is 53 spaces, that's 7 spaces per 1,000 gross square feet, and 54 places have been provided. The site will have an access point on Mole Drive. At the preliminary review on April 15th, there were comments in regards to the amount of required parking and that it seemed excessive. This was an opinion shared by the EDC LDFA, and it was their recommendation to the Planning Commission to consider a reduction in the amount of developed parking. Section 2410B3 of the zoning ordinance provides discretion to the Planning Commission to approve development of less parking spaces, which is as follows. Various deferment the Planning Commission may, without proof of unnecessary hardship, waive the requirements of this article if the Planning Commission finds from the evidence presented that the intended use of the proposed building does not require parking or loading facilities to the degree specified herein to prevent the development of the required parking. However, the Planning Commission shall require adequate areas be retained around such a building to prevent development of the required parking or loading areas should the use of the building change at a later date. The site plan shall note the areas where the parking is deferred and includes dimensions and dotted parking layout. In this case, the property does have sufficient areas that can be retained around the building that would permit the development additional parking if it's determined needed. So that is an option to the Planning Commission. The process is a site plan review as per Article 19, as it is in the LDFA, in the PID district, the LDFA EDC is required to review it. They did on May 13th, and those minutes were attached to this report. And the plans were also distributed to all the department heads, and no concerns or issues were raised by any of the various departments. So from there, it is recommended that you review the site plan in accordance with the developed plan articles and make the findings on those and then adopt that plan. Unless there's any specific questions about the staff report, the development team for the service center is here, and you can hear their presentation.
All right. Okay, so you'd like to... Yeah? Does anyone have any specific questions? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jason Martin with Service Center Development. I have nothing really further to add than what Scott has provided. We did meet with EDC last week. They provided us the recommendation for approval to this committee. We're seeking the same thing today, approval for our site plan. We're really excited about getting started. If we can gain that approval, we're already making plans to move this spring into the summer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone have any specific questions? Okay. So at this point, we start looking at the findings.
Well, you can open to the public if you have any comment.
We're going to open this to the public for public comment on this project. Does anyone have anything you'd like to say?
I just walked in. Is this the one across the street where the restaurant used to be?
This is not.
Okay.
In fact, none of the projects on here are about the project across the street.
Okay. So which one is this?
This is for the Surge Center at the Air Industrial Park, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Scott McKenzie, 47 West Business Street. I remember from the last planning meeting, there was some kind of concern about the need of as much paved surface for parking, and that maybe this was overkill for asphalt ground coverage. So that was my concern.
No, it's okay. Any other comments? All right, I'm going to close this to the public and open it to the board. And did you have something to say in accordance to...
Scott did mention the fact that we actually did take the recommendations. In fact, this plan will show the reductions in asphalt.
Yep, I'm sorry. Answer to us, that's fine.
Oh, sorry. So, to address what was just mentioned, the parking spaces that are shown there in red are going to be deferred. They're not going to be built. That's 16 parking spots, which is quite a bit of asphalt pavement that will not be put in. And then the trees that are there in red too, we're actually going to be new trees. And those trees will not be planted, at least for now, and that will give openings into seeing the building. And it's a beautiful building that you're going to be seeing right there. You should be able to see that on the highway.
All right. You have other facilities, correct?
Yes.
What's a typical parking demand at those facilities?
Typically, in this size, we look anywhere from 26 to 30 spaces. So we have more parking than we need here in this facility. So the 16 do not concern us for the building.
Any other questions?
So to clarify, in this form right now, none of that parking that is in red is included in the most updated plans. That's out.
That is an option to the Planning Commission to defer that if you deem it's not necessary, and it can be constructed at a later date if determined needed.
Then one more question for you. In looking at what would be the maximum physician number as well as staff, it seemed to be at maximum capacity for staff use that there would be 27 parking spaces that would be utilized. And from what you recently spoke to, 30 is what you've used before. Do you not often have a maximum of the staffing positions on site from what previously stated?
It varies. It varies throughout the week, throughout the day. So to directly answer that question, we've never parked fully 30 spaces, even in our peak hours, with the same setup that we're planning in this 7,500 square foot building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks very nice. Cool.
What kind of trees are those yellow ones? What kind of trees are those yellow ones? I don't think I've ever seen yellow bush like that.
I don't know the answer for that. That is an architect's rendering of it. It's usually the...
Or is it...
All right, Scott, thank you.
2 weeks.
Let's move on to the findings.
Okay. I provided you with the draft findings for the development plan approval criteria. In there, I put the facts as I saw them. Of course, you are free to add, eliminate, delete, whatever you feel through those facts, and then make a findings on base on each one of those ordinance criteria. You want me to read through these, or do you have specific questions on any of them, or how would you like to proceed, Chair?
I think the only question that I had on this was the parking. Everything else was very well addressed.
I would agree.
Did anyone else have a comment?
So in regards to 19.4i and the parking, that would require a finding and a determination to waiver or defer those spaces as shown on the site plan.
I would make a motion to allow the 16 spaces along M75.
Okay, I've got a motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call, Tab.
Ross?
Yes.
St. Dennis?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Hellwanger?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
And then if you are satisfied with the findings that have prepared, you can make a motion adopting those findings and approve the plan as presented.
Do we need to address K as well, Terry? Since they're removing some of the trees that were on the landscape?
Yes.
I would also move to allow that exception opposed to what was in the drawings that were provided to us to eliminate those additional trees along M75.
I've got a motion.
A second.
I've got a motion and a second to adopt the plan with the taking away those specific trees. Roll call, Pat.
Hellwanger?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
St. Dennis?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and then at this point, is there any other questions on any other line?
And I'll make a motion to approve the site plan with those two amendments.
Adopting the findings.
Adopting the findings, excuse me. Including the two amendments.
I have a motion to adopt the findings with the with adopting with the changes that we have already agreed upon. A motion?
I'll second that as well.
I've got a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Allen?
Yes.
Hellwanger?
Yes.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Newton?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
St. Dennis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Let's move on to 7B, development plan for the loft on Lake Street. Scott?
Thank you, Chair. The property is located at 120 North Lake and 114 State Street are owned by C3 Ventures and LLC and Steel Trust, and are under